two,
one.
The Colorado Sports Network presents The Varsity Wire, your premier source for the latest insight and storylines on high school athletics in the Centennial State. Starting now with your host, Kyle Newman.
Well, hello, welcome to the Varsity Wire podcast. It is Friday, September 2nd, 2016. I'm ColoradoSportsNetwork.com editor Kyle Newman here for a week one pigskin preview on the Varsity Wire podcast today with my co-host Nick Vinson of Elite Speed Sports Performance. Nick, thanks for coming on the show today. And lots of good matchups last night and a bunch of good games Friday, Saturday that we'll be talking about here on the show today.
Great week one that we have coming up here. Obviously, you know, some early games with Grandview last night, and then we've got some big games tonight. Pretty excited about Cherry Creek Regis. I don't know how you feel about that, but I think that's going to be the game of the week.
Again, folks, this is the Varsity Wire podcast brought to you by the Colorado Sports Network. You can head to ColoradoSportsNetwork.com to check out previews of every 5A conference in the land. Also got some 4A previews up there. And of course, multimedia coverage of all types of different fall sports, softball, boys soccer, volleyball, and the like. And follow us on Twitter at CO Sports Network for game coverage, photos, videos, analysis, and more all season long. So Nick, we'll start off the show here just recapping some of the games from last night. And I'll start with the game I was at, and that was Grandview versus Chaparral at Legacy Stadium. It was 7-7 after one quarter, but man, you could really start to see the Wolves handle that line of scrimmage. Hayden Bluebaugh, very slippery, very tough to tackle. They pulled away for a 30-7 victory, and I think it was expected for Grandview to come out and get a win like that, and it's good when you're ranked high like that. You come out, you have a decisive win in week one.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously, you and I were talking about it earlier. I think that Hayden Bluebaugh, you know, slippery as ever. The guy just won't go down. Breaking tackles like no one's business. Had 200 yards last night. Obviously, when it comes down to the line of scrimmage, Grandview usually wins that battle against no matter who they play. So last night, I guess Chaparral got a little bit of taste of Grandview football and didn't end up too well for them. But I know that Tayden Blaze and the crew will come back.
Yeah, Tayden Blaze, he was under pressure all night long, getting hit hard, and he kept getting up, kept rallying his team. A little outmatched, as I mentioned, in the trenches. But I think the Wolverines and Rod Dobbs' crew will take a learning lesson from this. And, I mean, we have not seen the last from this Chaparral team, so certainly don't write them off. And, folks, you can head to ColoradoSportsNetwork.com to access a photo gallery from that game. And one more quick note on that game. The two Gunners, I believe, for Grandview stepped up big. Gunner Gentry and Gunner Lampier, both playing well at quarterback and wide receiver. So those two guys, I know Hayden gets a lot of the credit offensively, but those two guys are key playmakers for them as well.
Yeah, and I talked about it earlier in the in a few shows ago that, you know, Gunner Gentry is going to be a tough matchup for anybody in the state to handle. And I know that Chaparral's got a great number one DB, but, you know, 6'4", 210 pounds, I mean, it's going to be really tough to match up with.
Again, folks, this is the Varsity Wire podcast. Do a little week one pigskin primer here on the show today. And hey, how about another game last night? It looked like a baseball score, 10-5, Arapahoe, Rock Canyon. And you know, last season, this was kind of the case for the Warriors too. They had some games where they're like, wow, how'd they win that game? But it doesn't matter. It's just win, baby. And with that swarm defense, it's clear that this Arapahoe team, I think, is going to be in the mix.
Oh, man, I absolutely love watching that defense. I think we've talked about it several times. I mean, obviously, you know, Alex Smith over there on the side and that entire D, I mean, they're going to gang tackle, and they're not going to let guys get through there. So only letting up 5 points is not a surprise to me. Kind of a weird score, but it's kind of what we expect from Arapahoe football.
Hey, another Thursday night game worth talking about. Eagle Crest dominating Smoky Hill 49-7. And Jalen Mergeson, he threw 3 touchdown passes for the Raptors, but really Victor Garns was the story of this night. Victor Too Hard, as his Twitter handle suggests. And he played like that last night, caught a 44-yard touchdown pass on the first touch of the season, added a 35-yard touchdown run. Oh, and he had a pick 6. So Victor Garns coming out, playing in midseason form, and I'm really looking to see this guy step up, especially as the Raptors get into their conference schedule and play some tougher teams.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, I think that we all knew that Smoky Hill offense didn't really have a chance against Elijah Brockman and that defense. I mean, you know, they're pretty stout. We talked about basically how Jalen and that 7-on-7 team, how dominant they were over the offseason, and obviously it definitely paid off. I mean, they put up a lot of points last night, but Smoky Hill unable to get anything done.
Yeah, folks, you can head to ColoradoSportsNetwork.com to read our feature on Eagle Crest inside Eagle Crest's aerial attack. And they were certainly showing that off last night. Great game for the Eagle Crest. They're 1-0 heading into week two. And hey, speaking of airing it out, man, Mountain Vista and Judd Erickson, 67-37 over Pooter. Man, Judd was airing it out, and the Golden Eagles setting a school record for points in a game.
Yeah, how exciting is that? I mean, if you want to see a really exciting atmosphere, go watch a Mountain Vista game. I mean, obviously the fan section is unbelievable. They're always one of the best every single year. But also watching Judd Erickson throw almost 500 yards is pretty fun, pretty awesome. You know, been pulling for that kid ever since he was little, and it was really exciting to see him do that well for his first game this year.
Yeah, and lots of lacrosse stars from Mountain Vista's semifinal team on this football team this fall, Judd Erickson included. And then, of course, they've got the Beyond the Field storyline with Coach Rick Cash's wife, Susan, passing away over the summer after her battle with breast cancer. So I know they wear that heavy on their hearts, and they played like that in the opening night, 67-37 over Pooter. So watch out for that Mountain Vista team. And then, hey, another team that came out airing it out and got a W in week one is Fairview, 38-24 over Horizon, a big victory for them. And, you know, we always expect Fairview to air it out, but when you graduate a quarterback like they did last year, there's almost some question marks. Like, well, can they still air it out? Well, they definitely can. Jake Williamson making his debut in that Fairview offense, finished with 350 yards and 26 of 43 passing, also four touchdowns. And he's really a dual threat quarterback too. So Fairview, they're going to be dangerous. And, you know, they graduated Carlo Kemp as well, but Mariano Kemp, his younger brother, look for him to be a huge playmaker. Didn't play last night due to a high ankle sprain, but he should be back next week. So watch out for that Fairview team, folks. And of course, Tommy Wakefield, their star wideout, 87 yards and one TD. Also Quinn Sharp, he had 141 yards reception and a TD. So prototypical Fairview offense that we've seen, and, you know, McCartney's going to come out and air it out, and they'll continue to do that throughout the rest of the season, Nick.
Yeah, talking about a lot of great offenses here. I mean, going from Vista, obviously, to Fairview, you know, two air it out teams, super fun to watch. And honestly, I mean, it's just going to continue. It's what we expect from Fairview.
And another final note on that game, don't overlook Cade Verkler. He had a big game for Horizon at running back, and I think he's going to be their key linchpin going forward as the Hawks enter the rest of the season. Again, this is the Varsity Wire podcast. I'm Kyle Newman alongside Nick Vincent of Elite Speed Sports Performance. Follow him on Twitter at Elite Speed SP. And one more game I want to mention from last night, an out-of-state affair for one of Colorado's top teams, and that's Pomona, ranked second in 5A, and they lost 33-14 to Glenn Academy of Georgia. A very tough game for the Panthers, but you know what? When you go out of state and you lose, it sucks because you know these guys want to go undefeated. They want to win every single game, but Pomona is going to be better for this. Columbine, they lost in week zero, 25-20, to a very, very good out-of-state team. They're going to be better for it. And you see these teams, I mean, more and more programs are doing it, especially the upper echelon programs. You got to go out of state and sometimes, you know, roll the dice and take your lumps, and it's going to make you better come November.
Yeah, you know, talking to Mikey Greibel a little bit, and he said that when they got to Florida, you know, they didn't know what that team was going to really look like until they saw them in person. And he said that that team was just a bunch of ringers. You know, I think it's a great thing that all of our football teams are going out of state. Colorado's not really doing so well right now with Valor losing, with Columbine losing, now Pomona losing. So, I mean, I think that these are teams that we can hang with. Obviously, they're great teams. I mean, you're going to Florida, you're going to places like Arizona, you know, obviously dominant football programs. But we're hanging with these teams. I think it was one of those things where, you know, Glenn Academy, I think, is very, very good down there in Georgia. And, you know, Pomona is going to learn some things about themselves after that loss.
Yeah, definitely, Nick. And it was a little surprising to see how Valor got handled on that national stage in week zero, but I'm sure they'll bounce back this week. They got a huge game against number 3 Mullen. Again, folks, this is the Varsity Wire podcast. Head to ColoradoSportsNetwork.com to check out multimedia content on all these teams we're going to be talking about. And here on the show today, just running down the week one prospects for all these squads. We just recap some of the big Thursday games. Now we'll move on to some of tonight's games, and we'll start out with those Valor Eagles we were just talking about taking on Mullen. And I mean, how does each team respond from those losses? Obviously the Eagles got thumped, but then the Mustangs lost a very close one to Pomona, one they really could have won. And I think Marcus McElroy and co, they're going to come out with a chip on their shoulder against a very tough Valor team.
Yeah, and I mean, this is a very decisive game for Mullen. I mean, they lost that week zero game to Pomona. They've got Valor this week. So if they can get out with a win there, that's going to be big. They've got to play Regis next week. So, you know, this is a team that could very well be either 0-3 or they can bounce back and go 2-1.
Yeah, and you look at Valor Christian's schedule as well. They got Mullen, obviously, and then they got Greater Atlanta Christian next week, then Pomona, then Cherry Creek. I mean, I saw a quote from Rod Sherman last week after the loss to the AZ team, and he said, I mean, there might not be a tougher five-game stretch to open a season in Colorado high school football history. And that's a big statement, but it's when you look at the teams they're playing, I think it's true, especially, I mean, you're playing the top three teams in the state in Mullen, Pomona, and Creek. So it'll be interesting to see how those Eagles respond and how those Mustangs respond. That's going to be a good one. That's at 7 p.m. tonight at De La Salle Stadium, another home game for the Mustangs. Again, folks, this is the Varsity Wire podcast, just running down some of the top Friday night games for week one of the Chassa football season. And hey, another one to talk about, 4 Cherry Creek versus 8 Regis. And what I'm looking for here from the Bruins side of things is how will Alex Padilla play in his first game as the bona fide starter? I mean, we saw him in action last season for a couple weeks due to some injuries, but it's different when you're the man. And I'm looking for Padilla to step up and have a big game. And, of course, he's going to have the help of that Cherry Creek defense. Jonathan Van Deese, I think, one of the best linebackers in the state. He's got the speed. He's got the physicality, the mindset as well. He's going to see you. So it's going to be a dogfight, as it was last year. Creek pulled away from Regis. But the Raiders, they got plenty of firepower in their own right. Quentin Birch, Jack Wygand, serious threats at wide receiver, and they'll test that Cherry Creek secondary, Nick.
Yeah, for sure. And we're going to see some young guys that have to step up a little bit. Basically in that Cherry Creek secondary, you know, Dusty Johnson's going to be a guy that we're going to see have a great year. I also think that, you know, it's going to be a great matchup of basically Cherry Creek offense against Regis defense. Regis defense is always great every year. Of course, they lost some of those linebackers. I'm sorry, they have all 3 returning linebackers. They lost some of those defensive linemen that were so dominant last year. But this year, you know, I was talking to Danny Fileman a little bit the other day, and, you know, it's going to be just a great matchup of basically defense versus offense. And I think that we're going to see Cherry Creek's defense, which is their strong point, go against a Regis offense that he's really, really excited about.
Hey, folks, a couple more games tonight that you should keep an eye on involving some Fort Collins teams, first of which is a huge rivalry up north, Fossil Ridge versus Fort Collins. Fort Collins moving down to 4A this year. Fossil Ridge coming off the best 2 seasons in program history. Of course, they had that kind of tumultuous exit of Coach Brian Tinker in the offseason. But I'm looking for quarterback Griffin Roberts and the Sabercats to come out and try and build off the success of those past 2 campaigns. And then Fort Collins, I mean, you can't count them out. A little down last year, but they're always very, very tough. That should be a great, great one to watch. And then another Fort Collins area team, Rocky Mountain, taking on Columbine, who's coming off that week 0 loss out of state. As we mentioned, how will they respond? Rocky Mountain's got some very good playmakers, Tyler Highland, Jordan Williams, Brady Morris, but fair amount of playmakers for the Rebels too. I mean, we've given a lot of airtime to Mikey Greibel, but hey, how about Tim and Ted Mullen in the backfield? And on the defensive side, Jackson Block anchoring that defense, and at home, taking care of his family. His mom's battling cancer. I mean, these are the type of guys that, even as a journalist, you try to remain objective, you just can't help but root for.
Oh, man, absolutely. You know, I think everybody that sits in that chair wants to see Jackson Block do super well. He's obviously, you know, anchoring a Columbine defense that I feel is good pretty much every year. But, you know, he's definitely something special. You know, we talk about, you know, the Mullen boys, obviously they worked super hard in the offseason. And I think that that's going to pay off, obviously. And then, you know, you got Asher at center, and he's, you know, he's a 3-year starter for them. So I think that Columbine's going to come out with a win on this game, but Rocky Mountain's obviously no slouch either.
Again, folks, this is the Varsity Wire podcast. I'm Kyle Newman alongside Nick Vinson. Give some follows on Twitter at CO Sports Network and at Elite Speed SP. And moving along here, a couple more games, especially in the 4A landscape, I want to touch on. Dakota Ridge traveling out of state. They're ranked number 7 in 4A right now, and they're playing Heritage of Palm Bay, Florida. Should be a very good matchup for the Eagles, a very good early season litmus test for Coach Woj's squad. And then a couple city bragging rights games at the 4A level, Legacy and number 10 Broomfield. This is Broomfield coach Blair Hubbard's debut. He replaced longtime coach Gary Davies, who's there for 28 years. So Legacy and Broomfield, both right next to each other, should be a great inner-city rivalry. And you talk about inner-city rivalries, Legend and Ponderosa for the city of Parker bragging rights. Quarterback Sterling Osdale leading the Mustangs, while former Cherokee Trail coach Monty Thielen making his debut as the Titans head coach. So that should be an excellent one as well, Nick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited about that Pondo Legend game. I know that there's a lot riding on that. You know, it's actually really nice to see that south part of town basically have some programs that are pretty riled up to play each other. You know, we talked with Coach Jaron Cohen last week, and he was pretty amped up about this game. And I know that what better way to start your season than playing Legend?
Again, folks, it's the Varsity Wire podcast. Just running down the week one football gamut here on the show today. And before we peace out for the show and for the weekend, I want to talk about one more game. That's on Saturday between a 5A and a 4A team. Denver South, they're ranked number 3 in 4A. They're at Boulder, who's a 5A squad, obviously. And this Denver South team, I mean, they lost a lot of weapons from last year, notably Tariq Roberts, who's now up at CU. But they returned so much firepower. Quarterback Amon Wright, he's going to be huge for them. And then just a do-all guy in Isaias Gandy, a linebacker, wide receiver, returner, paint your back porch, all that sort of thing. So he's going to make things very, very difficult for the Panthers. And I look for that Denver South team. I mean, if they can play disciplined, Tony Lindsay's squad is going to be very dangerous in the 4A landscape this year.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that we look for Denver South to always be a dominant 4A team. And, you know, they're going to continue that tradition. I think that, like you said, you mentioned all those weapons that they have. You know, I think that this is going to be a game that they run away with.
Again, folks, this is the Varsity Wire podcast. I'm ColoradoSportsNetwork.com editor Kyle Newman, alongside Nick Vinson of Elite Speed Sports Performance. That'll just about do it for our show today. You can head on to ColoradoSportsNetwork.com for much, much more analysis on a lot of the teams we're talking about, and, of course, content on a lot of other fall sports as well. Nick, should be a great night tonight for football, Saturday, and, of course, college football kicking off, pro right around the corner. Thank goodness we're out of this preseason muck that's just so terrible to watch. Football is here, man, and it's going to be a great fall.
Oh, yeah, super excited about it. Obviously, my Buffs play tonight, so, you know, go black and gold. But, yeah, really excited for the – I mean, fall's finally here, and, you know, we're pumped about it.
Yeah, Rocky Mountain Showdown. What do you got for the score there? Is it going to be a blowout, or is it going to be a close one?
I think it's going to go 27-14 CU.
Okay, I like that. I'm a Buffs supporter as well. Sorry, Rams fans, but I like the Buffs as well in this one. So go Buffs. And, hey, folks, until next week, you take it easy. Nick, you take it easy as well. Sure, I'll have you on the show again soon.
Yeah, great to be here, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
Till next week, folks, take it easy.